Coast Radio News for Wednesday, April 29, 2020. I'm George Henry. The Florence Police Department is warning of a new scam that has been popping up in Florence. Commander John Pitcher said they've already received several calls about a phone scam where the caller is claiming to have abducted a female child and are holding her ransom. They even put a young female on the phone saying, "Help me, Mom." Pitcher says the number that was given to each caller appears to be an out-of-country number, possibly Mexico. Pitcher says it is important to disseminate this information so that people are aware of the situation. If you receive one of these calls, you are asked to contact the Florence police to report it. Oregon Parks and Recreation has made the decision to extend the park closures past May 8th. There will be no opening date issued for any day use at any state park. The new date for the extension, however, will be May 25th. If the parks decide to reopen prior to the 25th, notice will be given to those whose current reservations have been canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The death toll for the coronavirus patients is nearing 100. Yesterday, the Oregon Health Authority announced that 7 more deaths have been attributed to COVID-19, bringing the number to 99 in the state. All 7 of the victims had underlying health conditions. 3 were from Multnomah County, 2 from Marion County, 1 from Clackamas County, and 1 from Yamhill County. There were also 32 new reported cases of the virus, with 13 of them in Multnomah County. The Lane County Health Department is still holding their number at 50, with 3,082 tests conducted. Statewide, there have been 2,385 confirmed cases, with over 52,000 tests conducted. On Friday, Peace Harbor Hospital will begin rescheduling patients for elective surgeries. Orthopedic, OBGYN, and general procedures will resume. Dr. Ron Shearer, medical director with Peace Harbor, says the new guidelines are in place to assure patients that it's safe to begin operating again. The state order says the hospital can start off at 50% of its capabilities while ensuring that they have enough PPE for staff and patients, minimize transfers to assisted care facilities following surgeries, and minimize contact between patients and staff, providing adequate spacing in the waiting areas as well. Shearer says he doesn't think the schedule will get full right away.
So I'm not sure we're going to have to really restrict it too much unless the schedule starts getting full. If it does, we'll be doing the ones that have the most risk if you delay them further.
The hospital will be able to expand capabilities on May 15th. Shearer believes that by that date, people will be more comfortable committing to having the procedures done. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, April 29th, 2020.